welcome back to Maybe It's Just Me. I'm Alessandra White, your host. I'm the founder of Creative Work Hour, and today I want to talk to you about managing your mental resource credits, which is a 25-cent way of saying managing beyond your capacity. Let's lay this out there. Resource credits are something that's not transferable, like emotional energy or sleep, but you can't give sleep or take sleep from someone. And it's the same thing with creative work. It's not transferable. When you give that emotional energy away or that mental energy away in a creative work, it costs you something, not just the amount, but also it costs you in the time that it will take for you to get your resources restored, right? Think about when you have done big papers or big projects, or you've started on a big job, or the biggest job of all, bringing another life into the world. I know what it was like for me when I reproduced after my own kind. I was like, oh, thank God, that is done. 9 months. Oh my God, 9 and a half, actually. Oh my God, really? Now I can go on vacation, right? No.
The journey has just begun.
There is no vacation when the kid is born, or you've got that first job and you're trying to get your sea legs. It's the very same thing with creative work. And so I'm just going to give you a couple of little tricks that can help you manage when you are working kind of beyond your capacity, even though you know, oh, it's not going to be forever. So we really don't have that sense of just how temporal the state of working beyond capacity is. See, part of us knows. Then there's a part of us that don't know nothing. The part of us that says, ah, I will sleep when I'm dead. It's the part of you that just got started and you're gung-ho, but you're not counting the costs of what it is to play a long-haul game. Even if you are full of vim, vigor, and vitality, burnout can come before you know it and rob you of your joy, or worse. So what's the difference between knowing and not knowing? I would say two things. One is kindness, and the other is humility. The kindness is that which you show yourself. Like, I know I cannot borrow against energy that I have not received yet. It doesn't work that way. So in all kindness, this may be really important. But this thing, this creative work, it may need to be timed to when you have fuller resources available to you. Those you love, you'll count on their support. And you may not deserve it. You may be moody. Why? Because you're working beyond your capacity. So what I would say to that is think of agile work, where there is a sprint and it's identified in a certain number of days, because working beyond capacity is nothing that you can do for a year, a couple of weeks, or less. Just know, for yourself and for those you live with, you're not entitled to get to be busy. You're not entitled to get to be stressed. It's too easy to get into that kind of habit. And what starts out as entitled can literally rewire your personality. So careful there. Have compassion. It sounds like a downer, doesn't it? But it's really not. Because it's about kindness and humility to enjoy your creative work. Managing the when and how of working beyond our capacity is a loving, joyful thing. and to have a better understanding of it leaves us happier and more content with our work. Thank you for being with me for another episode of Maybe It's Just Me. This has been the Managing Your Mental Resource Credits episode.